This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. First, a report on the dangers of what Europeans are calling Brexit, fears that Britain may pull out of the European Union. British exit. Get it? It took me a minute. Those fears are only being raised by a summit on the EU budget, which started today in Brussels. From the European desk in London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
British Prime Minister David Cameron headed off to the summit with a spring in his step. He's demanding that the EU budget be frozen in these tough times. He thinks he's riding a wave of popular support.
I feel I've got the people of Europe on my side in arguing that we should stop endlessly picking their pockets and spending more and more money through the EU budget.
The budget pays for Europe's farm subsidies and to provide help for poorer member states. Britain pays in more than it takes out, and that makes it unpopular with the Brits. Cameron has threatened to veto the budget, leaving him isolated in Brussels again. German analyst Almut Möller says there's a growing sense in Germany that Brexit is nigh.
People think that the UK might be close to leaving the European Union. It is out there, and it is not something that goes down with a shock.
After all, Cameron has toyed with the idea of a referendum on Britain's continuing EU membership. Opinion polls suggest a majority of Brits would vote to leave. Big business here is getting worried.
Europe, however challenged, remains home for half our exports.
Roger Carr, head of Britain's main employers organisation, speaking at his annual conference this week, he made the case for staying in.
The cold business logic of a European partnership, out of self-interest, must prevail.
And it may well be in America's self-interest, too, that the US's closest European ally and main European business base stays inside the European Union. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.